Let's continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row, and the UDC athletics program overall continues to do big things under the direction of the Director of Athletics, Patricia Thomas, and they've done it again. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, former Maryland star and NBA star Juan Dixon was named the new women's basketball coach at UDC. Of course, Juan Dixon, the all-time leading scorer in Maryland basketball history, led the Terps to the 2002 National Championship. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach Dixon, congratulations and welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Sir, for you, what does it mean? Why was this the right time for you to take this position as the head women's basketball coach at UDC?
Well, I've known for many, many years that I wanted to coach the game of basketball. And after my basketball career ended due to injury, Coach Turgeon at the University of Maryland gave me a great opportunity. And I was able to learn so much from him in the last 3 years, you know, just when he came to running the program, you know, running his ball club, running practices, interacting with the community. I knew that with all my experience playing and so many coaches I've learned from over the years and under his tutelage, I knew that I was prepared to take on this challenge. You know, Pat Thomas gave me an unbelievable opportunity that I'll be sure to take advantage of. And I just know that my purpose is to teach and lead and direct young people in the right direction and teach them the game of basketball at a high level. So I'm looking forward to working with these young ladies. It's been about a month or so I've been there. We're having a lot of fun. We have some experiences recently that is going to allow us to become a better basketball team.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because this was a program last year that had a pretty good year, 21-9. It's been a fairly successful program over the years. I know you guys had an exhibition game against Temple. Where are you right now? What did you get from that exhibition game? What did you see from your young ladies in that exhibition game against Temple?
Well, one thing I learned is that what we're doing as a team, we're going to be able to do some really good things this year, because we got the shots we wanted. You know, we got the shots within our offense, out of our spacing, out of our principles. We just didn't make them. And we executed the game plan well. I mean, we don't play Temple during the year, but the coaches and I, we did a little bit of scouting and went to see what their top players were like. And their top players, between the four, their four top players, they shot a combined 27% from the three-point line. So going into that game, I was going to make them beat us on the perimeter. And after that first quarter, they was 3-for-11, 27% behind the line. But they was able to get second back, offensive rebound opportunities and second chance points. With their size and athleticism, they took advantage of us inside it. But after the first quarter, they was 10-for-20 from the field. That's probably four offensive rebounds and putbacks. So, you know, we pretty much held them under 50% shooting in the first quarter, and we missed a lot of open looks. So we did some really good things. The score didn't indicate it, but I was extremely proud of our team, and we're looking forward to having a great run in the ECC.
No question about it. You sound extremely excited. What some of the personnel, let's talk about some of the personnel and who you're expecting big things from this year.
Well, definitely out of our point guard. She's going to be the leader of our ball club. She missed last year due to injury, Chantrell Oliver, who's going to be instrumental in our success this year. You know, she's going to lead our team. She's going to run our team. She's a smart, smart girl. She's fun, and she's easy to coach. So we're going to lean on Chantrell to lead us in the right direction. And we have, you know, quite a few freshmen that are very talented and some upperclassmen that's going to help us. You know, we have a young ball club. We're a different ball club than we were last year. And, you know, Coach Barrows had a very experienced team. So in this case, we have a couple of seniors that's going to help us out tremendously, is going to lead us. But we're going to have some freshmen that's going to need to step up and grow up fast in our program.
That the voice of Juan Dixon. Yes, the Juan Dixon. He is the new head women's basketball coach at UDC. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Run. I want to take you back to something, Coach Dixon, because you mentioned being in the Maryland program in terms of coaching. And with that, how did the UDC job just kind of present itself? You left the program in July, correct? Was it something you were looking for, something else, and the UDC opportunity came along?
Well, you know, to get things clear out there, I didn't leave Maryland on a bad note. Coach Hurd and I, we parted ways on a good note. It just wasn't an opportunity for me to grow there. You know, they had assistants in place. There was no movement. I was there 3 years as a special assistant to the head coach, and I couldn't really, you know, give the young men there my knowledge, give them some of my wisdom, things I was able to experience, I mean, things I experienced over my career, and teach the game to them at a high level. So we parted ways on a great note, and I was so happy to be at an event, and I met Patricia Thomas's daughter, and she's like, Juan, you know, we have an opportunity at UDC. Our head women's coach just left. So it was just something that I thought about over a month or so, and I talked to my agent, and he was like, you know, why not give it a chance? Give her a call. We scheduled an interview, and it was my first interview process, and it went great, especially when I met with Pat one-on-one, and she offered me the job, and I wanted to take advantage of it, whether it's, you know, coaching women or men or coaching my son's young teams. I just want to coach, and that's my purpose. I just want to help our young community.
Yeah, and I must say, big shots out. She'll love this. Tara will love this. Tara and I are good friends. Go back a long way when you talk about Patricia Thomas's daughter, and that is awesome that you were able to get that opportunity in terms of networking. So let me take you back. I want to take you back to your days at Maryland, and I'm a huge – at least was when I was living back in Washington at that time, a huge Maryland fan. Of course, you leading the program to the 2002 National Championship. What do you remember? And if I remember correctly, a Final Four victory against Duke. What do you remember most about your days at Maryland?
I remember those two Final Fours in the National Championship.
Right?
I mean, we had a great run. I remember the... It was the long journey. It was a long 4 years. Me and I, was able to come into Maryland with some very mature juniors and seniors: LaRon Prophet, Rodney Elliott, Matt Kavorik, Serena Jessica Cavages, Terrell Stokes.
Man, you took
Ron
me back
Watt,
right there. You took me back.
Yeah, because those were the guys that I learned from. They showed me how to conduct myself off the court. Those guys, you know, in today's scheme of things in college basketball, or you know, those guys didn't drink. And I hate to say it, but those guys, when I went to Maryland, did not drink. They did not party. They carried and conduct themselves like men, and that's who I was able to learn from. You know, they showed me, you know, what it took to be a student athlete and a grown man. And that's how I carried myself moving forward. Coach Williams was a great leader. He gave us an unbelievable opportunity. And we had a brotherhood there. And we all had one ultimate goal. And we wanted to leave our legacy at the University of Maryland. And that's what we was able to do. You know, we had a group of guys that, you know, a lot of, you know, high schools, just high school scouts or college basketball teams, they didn't give us much of opportunity to succeed as individuals. But Coach Williams did, and we took the bull by the horn, fought every day, and we was able to do something really special. You know, we won two Final Fours. We won a national championship. We had some guys off that team drafted in the NBA. So our coach is now in the Hall of Fame. So we was able to do some really, really amazing things at the University of Maryland my 4 years there, and it was such an honor to be a part of it.
Juan Dixon is the new head women's basketball coach at UDC. He joins us here on the program. And Coach Dixon, I want to ask you about this because I remember a lot was made about this during that run and during your time, really, at Maryland. You've had to overcome a lot of odds in your life. You grew up in Baltimore, and both of your parents died. Can you kind of speak to that and overcoming a lot of the things you had to overcome as a young man, and then ultimately how your career has panned out? You've had a lot of success.
Well, it started just with my family support, my extended relatives, grandparents, aunts and uncles, my big brother, my coaches. Just had a lot of support. And, you know, growing up in Baltimore, it was tough for us. You know, we was raised by our grandparents and extended relatives. And, you know, my grandmother, main goal, who we lived with for a long period of time, was just to teach us how to survive. You know, it wasn't so much, you know, the educational piece, where my aunts on my father's side, they gave us that tough love. You know, this is what it's going to take in order to be successful in life. So we was able to learn from two completely different ends of the spectrum. And when I had a coach in Mark Amatucci at Calvert Hall in Baltimore, who was hard on me, but he believed in me. And he saw something in me that a lot of people didn't see. He saw that potential, and he helped me to tap into that potential. And just Coach Williams just gave me an opportunity at Maryland. You know, just gave me an opportunity to play. His belief in me gave me even more confidence to go out there and prove people wrong and also prove him right. So, you know, just the toughness that I was able to get at an early age, playing at Cecil Kirk with Anthony Lewis. I played against Shantae Nutt Rogers, who went to George Washington.
Yep.
Kevin Norris, who's an assistant coach at Central Florida, who was at Miami. And I could go on and on down the line of coaches that today, who I competed against, who made me the kid, the man I am today, just the toughness. So I was very blessed.
Man,
as a young kid.
Yeah, absolutely. So much talent in that Baltimore area, Washington. You threw a name at me, Shantae Rogers. What a player he was in Baltimore. Lastly, I want to get your thoughts on, I know it's been a year or two now, but Maryland moving to the Big Ten. We're in ACC country, so a lot of people sort of up in arms. Yeah, you know, when Maryland decided to move on to the Big Ten. I want to kind of get your thoughts. And again, you were a guy that, you know, played in the ACC, Maryland, and more specifically those great rivalries with the schools in the Triangle, more specifically Duke and Carolina.
Yeah, man, it was tough initially, you know, but, you know, the older I got, I understand that it's a business. And the Big Ten gave the University of Maryland an amazing opportunity. But, yeah, do we throw away a lot of history? You know, we were the pioneers to the ACC. So, of course, it was really, really tough watching us part ways. But, you know, the future's bright for the University of Maryland and the Big Ten. They have a great basketball history. So, University of Maryland, we're proud to be a part of that. I'm always a part of Maryland because Maryland gave me an opportunity. Was it for Maryland, I wouldn't be UDC head coach right now. So it's tough because we enjoy playing against Coach K and those Duke basketball teams, those great teams, you know, Dean Smith and Roy Williams, those teams. Matt Doherty, I was able to compete against. And UVA, the rival we give away with UVA. So it's tough, but, you know, you have to move forward. You can't look backwards. And Kevin Anderson is leading the Maryland athletic program in the right direction. And they're going to do some special things in the Big Ten moving forward.
Former Maryland great NBA star and new head women's basketball coach at UDC is Juan Dixon as the Lady Firebirds open the season on November 12th at Southern New Hampshire. Juan Dixon joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Coach Dixon, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Lady Firebirds.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.